Welcome to the M3 Deadcast, where large black homosexual men discuss the show The Walking Dead. Hi, I'm Malcolm Travers, editor-in-chief of the Mail Media Mind, and soon I'll be joined on the phone with my co-host, Mark Estes, as we discuss Season 5, Episode 9 of the television show The Walking Dead.
Deadcast, episode 1. So, what happened and what's going on?
Yeah.
So, okay, where do you think the title refers to?
Well, it refers to, it was a line Tyrese kept saying last night, you know, about when he was talking to his dad when he was a kid. And you always, his dad's always tell him, you know, you need to know what happens and what's going on in the world. You know,
okay.
So I felt that it resonated, you know, because it was pretty much Tyrese's motto about how he, it was kind of like a, I don't say oxymoron, but it was just showed that, yeah, he knew what happened, he knew what was going on, but could he survive in that world, you know what I'm saying? I mean, at the end, he fought to live, but, you know, it was just a little, you know, a little bit too little too late, plus he just ultimately just said, you know, I've done my part, you know, because I think the whole point was him with Judas, because we all know that if he had not have been there, if he had gave him a long time ago, like he said in the episode, well, Judas would not be with us right now. And,
yeah.
You know, even though she survived that big mess that the governor pulled, and who knows? Because actually, I think if Tyrese hadn't been there, the little girls would not have been there, and Judith would not have been there.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's just a domino effect, just like that dude said, you know, it was a domino effect in his favor and in the favor of those in the group. So, that's how.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess I was going to take a quick recap of the events of this episode, what you thought was good about it, bad about it, and then maybe make some predictions. So the episode started off, basically when we made a few predictions, I wasn't sure that they were going to go all the way to Virginia in one episode. I thought there would be a little bit of time, but they went 500 miles in 3 minutes, basically. they fast-forwarded pretty quickly. And that's good, actually. I think that's good because that means there's a lot more story that's going to happen going forward. But so they were going to Noah's family in Richmond, they said, or outside Richmond, I suppose.
Yeah, around the same area, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I think they said on several occasions that it was for Beth because she wanted to get Noah there. And so they were doing it for her. I think, you know, there was moments in the show where Glenn was asking Rick if he really believed that anyone was going to be there. Because I guess they're both kind of, you know, cynical or hardened, I guess you could say, like, they had a pretty good idea that Noah was going to be there. But they didn't want to say that, and I guess Rick was kind of hopeful, or at least, you know, maybe?
Yeah, Rick was hopeful, but Glenn was just like, man, fuck this shit. I'm just done, because, you know, he's going to have to build Maggie back up after she, because people, I've noticed when I was reading a lot of stuff, not to get off track, but people tend to forget that all the events from season 4, when they lost Herschel, that was just a couple of weeks. I probably said like about a week, of weeks or so. You know, so think about it. Maggie has lost her dad, her sister, in a certain amount of time. She's fucked in the brain. I mean, I would be, you know, and so I was, it's senseless death. It's not like, you know, they were, had a big herd attack them or something like that. It was just, the violence was by a human hand. It wasn't like an accidental bite or here, or like she just got a cut and she just passed away and died. No, her dad's head was chopped off and her sister's head was blown to bits. You know what I'm saying? So it's just,
yeah.
And so that affects Glenn because he took them on as his family. So they're warped. I mean, Rick showed a little hope though, but. Because think about it, he didn't want to admit it to Michonne or to Glenn, but they're tired of being on the road. You know what I'm saying? It's just one incident after another. So.
Yeah, that was, I think, a constant theme. They were, as they were scavenging, Michonne had a optimism that possibly they could, you know, rebuild the walls and stay there. But, you know, then they came upon a part of the wall that was breached. And realized, like, you know, it's not going to work. And actually, you know, saying that, you know, you could be approached and there's no, you know, the trees around created a problem. They needed a sight line. So that was just, you know, a dead end. But obviously, like, the major event that happened in this episode, which we haven't even really gotten to, was that, you know, Tyrese got bit, and that was basically the most, you know, gut punching.
Ooh wee!
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I was actually working on my article for M3. I said I have Walking Dead DVR, and I can just go ahead and just watch it later tonight because I was like, I'm gonna get this article out, you know, and so I just. Took a break and picked up my phone and went on Instagram for a second, and somebody had posted a picture up there, like, as it happened, of Tyrese with his hand, with his arm, but it's just, like, hand over his arm. I'm like, they're like, oh, man down, my baby's dead. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, are you scared? I'm like, surely don't cut his goddamn arm off, you know what I'm saying? Because bitch, his hand went deaf, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to kill somebody else. So I just... shut off my phone, called out of Facebook and everything. It's like, okay, they're going to mess me up. This was like at the beginning of the episode. This was not like towards the end. No, this was like as it happened. And I was like, oh, my God. And so I was like, Lord, Jesus. When I finally watched it last night, I was just sitting there on TV just like, how they say it. I was so pressed.
Yeah.
I was hot. I was like, oh, my God. But it was a damn good episode.
Yeah, it was. That's true. You know, one of the things I remember way back when, I probably did the same thing when they killed T-Dog back in season 3.
Oh.
You know, I was livid. And mainly because, you know, he was just one death of many in that episode. I think it was, you know, he died and Lori?
Lori?
Yeah, Lori died in that episode too, so... It was kind of,
dude.
Yeah, he didn't get much play when he died, and I was upset about it. But, you know, in this one, they did devote an entire episode to his death.
Yeah, that T-Dog and Lori's death was just a damn bum rush, because I had got a screener 3 weeks before the episode aired. My editor was like, Mark, you have to see this episode. And I'm like, what? If I sat down there and watched the episode, and when I tell you, by the time I got through watching the breeze gonna clown me, but I was, face was just wet. I was ready to fight somebody. I was like Cuba Gooding Jr. and Boys in the Hood, like my brother. I was so mad. T-Dog's death was a red herring to the real big death. I'm like, but T-Dog didn't have to go like that. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But anyway. They stepped the game up with this episode, and
So yeah, they had a lot of revisiting characters too.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie and Mika. I think was named Martin from Terminus.
Yeah.
Bob. And the governor all showed up, and I forget.
Beth.
That's what I was trying to remember. Yeah, Beth showed up too. So, which is kind of like a reminder of just how many people die on the show. So that was kind of softening the blow is just like, you know, look at all these people who've died. It's not.
Yeah, but they were so fresh though, man. They were so damn fresh, and I remember when I saw the episode where they showed the beginning of it, and they showed Mika and Lizzie. I was like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are they doing? It's okay, you can leave. It's better. And I'm like, oh shit, this is gonna be one of those trippy ass episodes, but I'm all here for it. You know what I'm saying? I am all here for it. And the one big shock was the governor. When he popped up, I was like, fuck out of here. Fuck out of
Yeah.
here. I mean, goddamn. And
Yeah.
then what did it for me was when they brought back Beth, because I still haven't gotten over this shit. And I'm like,
Yeah.
oh my God. It was very
Yeah.
well done. It wasn't just like we're just gonna fuck with everybody tonight. It was more of along the, it was more, I guess, organic is the right word I'm using. It made sense. So,
Yeah.
you know.
So yeah, I mean, there was also like a little bit of like at the beginning of the show when they were showing these images, you know, I think there was a recontextualization that happens after you found out that it was Tyrese, because you saw like the funeral, which you at the beginning you assumed was Beth's funeral since she had just
Exactly.
died, and then like these pictures, and you know the picture of the cabin and the blood dripping, and you're like, what is that? You know, like you don't really know why the blood is dripping and all of that. And then by the end of the episode, you know. And yeah, it was heartbreaking for me because obviously, Tyrese was mine. I mean, he was everything. He was. I'm sorry.
It's
I'm sorry.
okay, man. I was like, God damn, the only damn bear on the show is gone. And somebody was
I
like,
know.
well, someone's like, well, you know, Abraham's a bear. I said, I reiterate, the only damn bear on the show is gone. Because Abraham is fucking like, he's
Yeah.
like, and we're not going to count Eugene. You're just like, you know, okay, another
Yeah.
guy to go. But yeah, the way he directed, Greg Nicotero, the way he directed that episode was just, it was a departure from what we've seen. And I actually saw the cabin, the picture of the cabin. I was like, that looks like the cabin that Lizzie and Mika passed away at. And it just,
Yeah.
and then they showed Woodsbury, so it just made, and they showed the prison.
Yeah.
I think they showed parts of Terminus. I can't remember. I just know that it was just like this farewell because it showed from when he came, from when Tyrese came into the show, and like, you know, the places that he, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't say existed. That's just so tacky. The places that he frequented, you know, during his tenure on the show and everything. And I'm liking how the fading of the film as it was like getting tapered off or something like that, or fading away. I like how he just did the smash cuts and stuff like that. Because I'm not gonna lie, when the governor rushed him and then the camera started to be another zombie, I jumped. I was so into that scene, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, oh shit! And then I said, Tyrese was a badass all the way to the point where he died, man. He was like, hell, I'm already bit hell. Just go ahead and chew some more, motherfucker. He hit the dude with the damn rock and stuff, and I'm like, dang, that's a badass. I'd have been just like done, but it was just very nicely done. And I think the only thing that I had an issue with was there was not enough of a reaction from Sasha. I mean, she was shell shocked, don't get me wrong, but it was just like I want to see more, you know what I'm saying? And but the way they explained it on Talking Dead and the interviews and stuff like that, that the fallout's gonna happen eventually because, you know, they're gonna have to deal with these double losses within like the last 2 or 3 days, you know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah, that's true.
but
Yeah, and I think that was the thing. They'd have their reactions later, and there's still going to be more. I think even for Beth and for Tyrese, for that matter, it's going to resonate throughout the rest of the season. So, and you know, now they got this change of location. I think there's going to be a big picking up of things. Yeah, I think one other thing. I guess I'm already ready to move on to like maybe our predictions, because we're just kind of going back and forth. But there was a little thing in this episode that made me think it was that maybe possibly Negan might show up by the end of the season. And that was when they were when Glenn, you know, goes and picks up this baseball bat. Remember when he was?
Oh boy! I didn't catch that.
I did kind of like he picks up this baseball bat, and I'm thinking like, is that gonna become Negan's Lucille? You know, his bat.
Yeah.
I don't know if that is. Yeah, I don't know, but
I didn't catch that, and I'm gonna go back and look at it again, because was it me, Malcolm, or was it just when they said that when Michonne showed them, when she tried to show them how they can build, and they saw the fence. It's like the fence is like somebody attacked that fence.
Mm-hmm.
It's like somebody had like sent some grenades or something like that, even though like ammunition against that fence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so I was like, oh, this did not end well at all. And it just like, and then the voice on the radio.
Well, I thought what did it say?
No, they talked about how this group of people were pillaging, you know, women and children and killing, you know, this without cause. I'm thinking like, now I haven't gotten that far into Negan's group that deep, but I mean, is that what they did? I mean, because
I'm thinking that it's a possibility. First of all, you know, we're just speculating, but one, it could have been a hallucination because he was talking about how his father had him listening to the radio, but at the same time, it could have been like a double meaning that that's exactly what happened to this neighborhood in Richmond. That, they haven't gone much into the possibility, you know, like, you know, but it looked like it. And there was that weird truck with all the torsos of zombies. Like, I don't know what that was about either.
And
but,
the car that had hit the truck, as you saw, had a lot of bullet holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking like, because I don't think Noah said anything about them having guns. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were really fortified because they weren't, he said they had people standing guard for like only a fraction of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just looked very, what's the word I'm looking for? He just looked very, the way he made it sound, like they were not ready for what the world had become. Like they were just only looking after the zombies and stuff like that, but not after
other
the,
people.
The true danger, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I heard when out of, unless it's somebody out there training, you know, zombies to shoot guns or something like that, but that, I mean, that place, like, it was pillage, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Like the pilgrims or whatever attacking an Indian settlement or vice versa, you know, not even Native American settlement, vice versa, you know. So it was just, I noticed, I was like, that was done by a human hand. And I just didn't think, I probably thought it was something along the lines of Terminus. And I'm thinking, like, they're far away from Terminus. They can't be, you know, that close. But I'm glad you pointed it out because I sure did not see it at first.
Yeah, I was thinking that's a possibility. I don't know. And I think I actually saw a promotional poster with the bat, like, for the show, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's possible that he shows up by the end of the season. But we don't know, because, you know, they like to change things up. We know that, to me, it feels like the finding of this area is going to, somewhat foreshadow the finding of the new area that they end up at. You know, like, this is not a good place. Because of the sight lines, you know, I'm getting a feeling like when they get to where they finally end up, it's going to be because there's a good sight line. Because that was definitely in the comic, that there was a tower. Remember, I don't know. Actually, I don't know if you got that far, but in that, in the comic, I think it was Andrea who stayed up in this tower, who's the lookout basically. And I think they may have rotated different lookouts And that was part of the reason why they decided to stay there.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was someone already, I don't know, I'm just spoiling everything. For those people.
If you haven't read the comic, then just close your ears on this.
Yeah, right. Because there was, when they got to this new place, there was someone else in charge. And, you know, Rick ends up kind of taking over. So, I mean, it was already a community there in place. And Rick shows up. They're obviously skeptical of their group, but they were kind of vetted, you know, before they got there. But so there's some political machinations, you know, and there's like anyway. So okay, I'm hoping that, yeah, I don't want to get too far into it. I might have to reread it because it seems like they have advanced the storyline quite a bit. And
yeah, they're gonna have to. It's so many people in the group now to the point where it's like, I don't think that group was that big when in the comic. I'm just gonna leave it some say some let it go. I don't think the group was that big in the comic book when they approached Alexandria. However,
yeah.
Thinking back at it, it kind of was, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. It was. I think it was. It was that big, but
yeah.
But having to introduce all those Alexandria, I'm gonna shut up. Shut up.
Well, that's okay.
We could talk all night about this.
But what do you think? What is your prediction for the rest of the season? If just based maybe, you know, on your what you've read and what you've seen so far.
I'm thinking that it's gonna probably be like last year, you know, when after the prison was split up, you know, the prison attack happened and it was like the second half of the season with them all splintered.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of them being splintered and on the road, I think the most of this, these next seven episodes is going to be them together and on the road. I think they're going to get to whatever location they're trying to get to before. I'm going to give them three or four episodes for to get to that location.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to, I'm predicting about two more people to go, maybe one or two more people to go to make room for, you know, new people to come in, but I'm thinking, I'm praying that it's, two of the people who, anyway, I'm praying that it gets to the end before we get another death, because I can't take nothing else right now. I had to dress up for Tyrese today. I had to wear my black and my gray today to work, you know, in honor of Tyrese. I mean, I was decked out to the nines. I said, y'all didn't give me a chance to get ready for the funeral. I'm like, yeah, damn. But I'm just praying that they, you know, do something. Because I noticed that a lot of the clips are them on the road. And that might be just a way of them just trying to withhold all the, you know, secrets and stuff like that, like they did with Tyrese's death. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. And I think that Noah, I don't think he's going to make it with them. He's not going to make it. I don't think he's going to make it.
Probably not. Probably. I don't know.
I know a lot of people ask for his head right now. They say, this motherfucker's the reason Beth is dead, and he's the reason why Tyrese is dead. He has to fucking die.
We'll
give Gabriel. We'll give Gabriel a pass for right now.
Yeah. That is the thing, like, I have, I don't know how that's going to turn out, but I do think Noah's probably not long for the world, but who knows? I've been surprised. I mean, Beth lasted longer than I thought she would. I mean, I thought she was gone. I thought she was a goner.
Everybody said that. I thought she was going to die season two as well, though, but I was just, anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought she was going to die it, but. Oh, I want to also mention, Malcolm, I don't know if you noticed it, but the radio voice,
mm-hmm.
do you know who that was?
Mm-hmm.
That was Andrew Lincoln, his British accent, his normal British accent.
That's fine.
Yeah, so I was like, that's creepy, but it was very well done.
That is kind of funny.
Very well done,
Yeah, he is one of those few that can pull off like a southern accent without making my skin crawl. It's one of my pet peeves. that badly done Southern accents. I don't know. It's just so
yeah,
he's pulled it off
right
pretty
with
good.
It.
Yeah.
He did. I give him a pass. I thought it was a well-directed episode. Like I said, I wasn't ready. I was definitely not ready. I'm just eager to see where they can take it now. I mean, because everybody, I mean, any of Abraham's group can bite it for all I care. I mean, I didn't care too much for him in the comic book, except for Rosita. I liked her a lot. But everybody else, they need to let them, don't touch them. Don't touch them. I just can't take it right now. Don't touch them.
Yeah. That's true. There,
more.
Yeah, there are going to be, I do agree that there are probably going to be more deaths before the end of the season. Quite a few, probably. And, you know, because they're going to meet up with a whole new group of people, and they're probably just going to need room, you know. So, we'll see. We'll see. So, I think that'll do it for this episode.
Thank you for joining us for the M3 Deadcast. I'd like to thank my co-host, Mark Estes, for joining me on the phone. If you would, please leave us a comment or question. Make sure to rate us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We will be back next week to bring you a recap and our predictions for the rest of the season of The Walking Dead. To learn more about the Male Media Mind, click on MaleMediaMind.com, where you'll find links to videos, articles, and other podcasts from nerdy black bears like Mark and I. Thank you for joining us. We will see you next week.